Yeah, this is WNAP, Larry. Well, I'm presently working on putting a kit together. I got it from Jameco Electronic Parts Outfit out there in California. It's a plus and minus power supply. Settable from, 1.2 volt to 15 volt, both plus and minus. And I intend on setting it up for plus and minus 5 volts to operate the capacitor checker, the ESR meter that I'm putting together. I'm having a problem with wall warts. They're too noisy. They're switch mode and they don't have the filtering on them. And the ESR meter, turns out it's very sensitive because it's low voltage, low current. That's multiplied, I think I saw 38 times. Instead of fussing around with wall warts and trying to tame them, I saw this advertised from Jameco, and so I ordered one. And also, they advertised a case to put it in, so I ordered the case also. And the case doesn't have any openings in it. Well, it does. It's got louvered openings, I guess, for heat dissipation or cooling. But there's no openings for the 115 volt AC input and the plus and minus DC and ground output. So probably got to drill some holes or figure something out. But anyway, that's what I'm up to these days. And the Wigzaki Amateur Radio Club meeting is tomorrow night in Cadillac, starting at 6:30. It is Ugly Project Contest Night, and that's delayed from January because we didn't have a meeting in December. So that's where I'm going to be. I gotta get it all together tomorrow morning and get ready and take it over there to Cadillac tomorrow. Okay, back to net control, Rob. This is